My name's Matthew Rollins Stuckey, and taking this 85 Mercedes-Benz diesel with the grease car kit, putting old vegetable oil we find from our restaurants along the way and sticking it in and making it go.
Hi, I'm Devin, and we're getting our fuel for the car from mainly restaurants. From the deep fryer, they dispose of the grease, and we just take that and we filter it a couple times.
Well, I pre-filter it. It's basically a water filter. I got a couple mesh filters that it goes through, and then it goes into a second gas tank, which heats up and runs through the car, and then has one more engine filter that it goes through, secondary. You can drive this around every day, nearly in any situation, and it doesn't slow down your gas mileage. You have the same top speeds, the same acceleration, the same everything. Literally, you won't be able to tell the difference until you realize that you're not buying the gas, and then you're happy about it. The reactions range from people saying, oh, yeah, you're getting it, putting it in your car? Great, yeah, here, take it. And then two people going, you do what? What does it do in your car? And they don't believe it, and they want to come see it sometimes.
Some people, this is the first grease car that they've ever seen, and they just think it's awesome that someone's out there doing it. It's not a solution for everyone. There's not going to be waste vegetable oil for every single person that wants to drive in the car around the country. So it's definitely not a solution to the fuel crisis. It's just us trying to do our part to raise awareness